Brodsky.
Here.
Cheryl File.
Here.
Jay Lister.
Here.
Randy Moreau.
I don't know.
We'll go ahead and
we do have a quorum, though.
Yep.
Go ahead and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Oh,
our flag is not there. So it's back over there.
There it is.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll make a motion to, actually want to do an amendment to the agenda. I'll make a motion to amend the agenda, actually. You want to make a motion since you've got it all mapped out?
Yes.
So, Mara.
I'd like to move to change 14.3 to now be 14.2, non-tenured teacher contract. 14.4 will now become 14.3, resignation acceptance. The new item 14.4, executive session. Will be added, and then 14.5 will be 2017-2018 administrator contracts.
I'll second it. So, and that is just to accommodate an executive session so that Erica can let the board know just her reviews of the two principals before we vote on their contracts. So. It's been done in the past, and we just didn't think to put it on the agenda until today. It was like, oh dear, we need to have that in there. So, motions have made and seconded to add, to change the numbers on most of new business from 14.2 on, and by adding the executive session. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Agenda has been amended. Now I'll make a motion to approve the amended agenda.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. This is going to be exciting, student presentation, AVTEC, of the Alaska Vocational Technical Center. Mm-hmm. Teacher Cindy Fry, I think, is going to...
Well, not just us. Me. I have a group with us. So we also have Mr. Owens and Ms. Woodstarp with us, and I have two students. You guys can join, please. Yes? No.
Everyone. The whole
kit and caboodle. We travel together, we present together.
Love it. Love it.
So,
you get to travel with
on February 6th, we, Ms. Woodstock and Mr. Owens and I, took 11 amazing students up to AVTEC. So we actually left. Oh, yeah, you got to turn around. We actually left. They had just a short time there at the Diamond Mall. Why I went and grabbed pizza from Costco because we were trying to be really efficient and conservative with our funds. And they did a great job. They had a little quick shopping, and then we hit the road with a 2.5-hour drive on icy roads to Seward. Yeah.
Dark.
And they're like, are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, we're not there yet. This is a long drive. We haven't even hit 100 miles yet.
He's the DJ.
Oh, in that van.
Yeah.
So once we got to AVTEC, we actually stayed in the dorms there, and we'll talk a little bit about dorm life later. But we had an opportunity to look at their programs, and they were simply amazing. So the first program we went to was the Maritime program, and so they actually have these rooms with big simulators, and you have all the controls that you have available. You have the helm that motions in real time, like as if you're on the boat. So we actually have a video. At about 16 seconds in, you should look at Mr. Owen's face when he turns around, because it really kind of shows the whole experience. In a nutshell. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Along the left-hand side, all of the listings, are those all of the subjects that they teach?
That fall within
during the
maritime
program?
Yeah. So you can see it's just a plethora of things there. So here we go. So you get kind of an experience of what that's like.
Hashtag AdTech. Not an A. There's no A on the end.
So then you see actually it's on the stern, you're looking out the bow.
It would rock with the waves, but there was no windows, and And if you went outside of the windows, it wouldn't rock, but inside it would feel like it was. Was that you?
There was a couple of people that were like, I'm getting seasick. I mean, it was pretty real.
But the floor wasn't actually moving. It was all done with projectors. So I spent time looking down at the floor trying to figure out, are we moving? Because it sure felt like it.
It was pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Like I say, you can see Mr. Owen's face. Like, this is so cool. And it really was. And so the gentleman who took us on that tour, we started off just talking about all the different areas, how people progress through that educational system, where they can come in with so many actual hours, and then where they can and they can do different types of vessels, they can do all different types of maneuvers within that simulator. So they can be a tugboat, they can actually be guiding one of the cruise ships in, they can be just simply going through the narrows. I mean, it's a whole spectrum of different scenarios that they can run the students through.
And the narrows was actually one of the options, right?
Yeah.
When you were able to drive the boat and speed it up and stuff, like, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So, like I said, it responded in real time. So, if you look at this picture, so the question is, where are we now? This is actually the narrows. And so we actually have the pictures, and so they would, you know, because it's such a difficult navigational path to come through for boats, is one of the areas that they use for training. Mm-hmm. And they have just tons and tons of places, you know, that they go through all over the world, that they can bring students through.
That's cool. Kind of made me want to do this.
Yeah, it was really impressive
to go through that training.
You had so many things up there you wanted to do.
Yeah, a lot. I think that's often how students left. They just came back like so, you know, just excited about the different programs. So this was the maritime and the simulator there. We also looked at every possible program that we could go to. Tara, who was our guide, she did a great job setting this up, so our students really got a good feel of what was available. We had face-to-face conversations with the instructors that were there. So you can see this is construction technology. You can actually see in the background that they're actually building what looks like a shed, so they can practice all the different aspects of construction. And so they go through, you know, like I said, it's the technician, it's repair, and then the assistants. So these are all 10-month courses for these. And so students come, they can end with one of those, and then go and test through the state.
And if weather permitting, they would do projects for other people.
Right, they go out within the community and do projects for people, that is the word. So then we went over to plumbing and heating, and you can see they actually, in the background there, is they have, those are all individual bathroom stalls, one for every student, that they're practicing one building and then actually plumbing everything that would go into a bathroom. On the flip, on the other side, is where they have all the heating units, and they actually have some of the representatives from different stove manufacturers come there to the school and train specifically for that brand, the Toyo stove. That gentleman actually would come and train every aspect. And so on those units, they actually break them down, they put them back together, they do some problem solving, they learn how to solder, all the aspects of dealing with those heating units, and all both electric, gas, and then also oil. So, pretty impressive program. Then we went out to the diesel and heavy equipment area, and they're working not only on the marine, but also on the automotive end of things, and also the big equipment. So if you look at the one side, that is actually the tool chest that the students will leave with at the end of their program.
It's about this tall?
Yeah, it's huge. And it has all Snap-on tools, which are very high quality. I remember them saying that if the students were going to go out and buy those tools independently, that would be probably about $18,000 worth of tools. But they work with Snap-on, they have an agreement with them, and so they get it for about $10,000. But that is actually that student's tool set when they leave. So they're ready to enter into that field.
The one thing that stood out to me with all their programs was the bang for the buck that you get. Their most expensive program was this one. It's because of the tools, and it was $21,000 for room and board and training and tools for 10 months.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, it'd be hard pressed to just live for $21,000, much less walk away with tools that 12,000 dollars more.
Yeah. Research. Yeah, so you can, I mean, so you see there's a couple students who are working on the engines. And once again, it's a complete breakdown and then rebuild. There was an instructor sitting there with the engine that we were all talking around the table, and he was just, I mean, that's an example of what they do. So hands-on from the start, you know, and then there's the classroom time, which is in a, like, a nice structured classroom, but most of the time is on the floor, you know, learning through experience, which is really essential for law students.
Would each of those levels be 10 months, or they reach level 3 in the 10 months?
I'm pretty sure it's level 3 in 10 months, because...
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Because level 1, mm-hmm. I think level 1, 2 were the first semester, and then level...
3 was the second.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, level 3 is...
Oh, level 3 is entry.
Oh, yeah, sorry, the other way around.
Yeah.
Level 1 is the top, I see.
Because for level 3, it was just starting out, taking the through plan, and then the last one was big rigs,
the marine engines.
Yeah, big trucks.
Cool.
And the instructors are all people who have actually worked in the field, you know, so they know that real world experience that they can bring back and talk with the students. The other thing that was really impressive about all these programs is they have a 92% placement in the field within 6 months after they've completed the program, which is just great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they help place within Alaska, but they also have some connections outside Alaska. But their main focus is Alaska. The welding, it was both pipe and combined. And these students that are actually in the video here, they're within like the first 2 weeks of the program. So they're really green in that program. And you can see there, you'll see the instructor is the guy who's kind of talking, but he was very no-nonsense. And he coming out of the welding program, they're the only program that has 100% passing the state test. With all the students who have gone through the ABTEC program, 100% have passed that state test, which is just an incredible standard.
Can I make one minor correction?
Yes.
It's more than a state test. It's the highest level of welding certification that you can get, and it carries nationwide. They have 100% pass rate. And of course, they were tooting their own horn, but to their knowledge, they're the only school in the country with 100% pass rate, and they have nothing to do with the testing whatsoever because they don't want to compromise the results. So they don't take the kids up to Anchorage to get them tested. They don't pay for their testing. Yep. So even if you go up and do that, right, you'd be totally on your own to go up and do the testing.
It's pretty cool.
So here's just a little short clip of one of the students working. So one of the things that was really great about being able to take Mr. Owens up as one of our chaperones is being the shop teacher, then he not only could, our students not only got this information coming out of, you know, the resource room, and an alternative student also came with us, but also we were able to come back and share this information with all the students that are in the shop program. And he was able to ask questions like, okay, so how can we prepare our students so when they come here, are they going to any program? What kind of tools and skills do they need? So I think that was really critical as far as us trying to help students transition from high school into these post-secondary classrooms. Okay, so then we went into industrial electricity, and once again you can see like one of the classrooms there, and that student actually was designing their own electrical controls, and then that's the actual classroom spaces. So they have a huge variety of different experiences and what they'd come across in the field. And then what they leave with at the end of that. And this was one of the harder programs. The industrial electricity and then the information technology were the two, academically, they say are the hardest programs for students to go through. They're the most demanding. The students actually end up working into the evenings. When they talk about the dorms, they'll try and pair you up with someone who's in that same, taking that same course or in that same field of study so that you can partner and study together into the evenings if needed.
Thing that with the welding and diesel mechanics too, and We have a former student.
We do.
Taking this.
So here is Garrison Brooks, who is currently enrolled in the program, and so it's nice to hear straight from him what his experience is with this program. And he said, oh yeah, it's hard work.
Yeah.
He had also gone and done participated in some of the welding program in Sitka, and he said, well, that was kind of, you know, just kind of for people who wanted to learn that, at, you know, like after working a full day, but this is, you know, you are in this program, you are working Monday through Friday, you are studying in the evenings, you're busy on the weekends preparing for the next week. So it's really intense during those 10 months. So he was really happy about being there. And
is he almost done?
I think he
July.
Was just...
July.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to say, I thought he was about a little bit over halfway
okay.
through. So, and then this was the information technology course, and it's supported by Cisco and Microsoft. And once again, they said it's one of the most intensive courses that requires a lot of studying afterwards. But the students actually end with more certifications within that 10 months than some students do who are studying information technology in a 2 or 4 year program. And so we talked to some of the students that were here, and they had just finished one of their 8 tests, I believe, that they had to pass. Yeah, and so, and you can see there's a big server in the background on that one far corner, and they do all the management and setting up of that, too. Yeah, they looked a little bit stressed. They're like, well, we just took this big test. It's like, okay, all good.
Well, and I was telling Cindy when you guys did this presentation for Rotary that, you know, we're currently, Caleb that works in the program with John, he's doing this training right now, this Cisco training. That's what, you know, we're paying for that, and he's taking that coursework, and it's intense,
and
he's doing it right now, you know, for his job. So that would be where, I mean, it's very real world.
Yeah. And once again, they can go out and they can apply it right away. So,
yeah.
And then we have their culinary program. And so, the guys eat cookies, right? So in the culinary program, they all start off the same basic skills course, and then they split up into either main dishes or line cook and the savory end, or they go into a baking component. And so students kind of decide at the end of that first section, okay, now really what does my focus want to be? And so these were, we had some students actually participated and, you know, stayed around and made cookies. Mm-hmm. And so Kiana Mate was one of those students. Do you want to talk about it?
Move up, Kiana, so we can hear you. Come on up.
Tell
us about it.
I spent a couple hours there. So it was actually a lot of fun. We learned about a bunch of new things, like they have a, like, I'm pretty sure for their finals, like, wasn't it for the finals where they pretty much, like, had a restaurant inside the college, they worked together with the baking, like,
the different departments worked together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the different departments worked together. And they ended up making, like, the best dish that they had. They ended up, having a menu and people could go in and order from it, and they made it feel like you were inside a restaurant, and like they had they just had a bunch of awesome things, like they like talked to us about like all the programs, like like everything that could happen if you take the class, so
nice.
It was really nice.
Did you make the best cookies?
Well, we didn't really make the cookies, like, they had it already made, but we never cut them up and make them, so, but the cookies I had just worked out.
Nice.
It would be for sure.
Awesome.
So, there you go.
There's Courtney.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's Courtney, Gianni, and Kiana.
Yeah, nice.
So, and then I wanted to show you a little bit of what student life, or we did about what student life and the activities there. Their activities for students,
pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Pretty cool.
So there's a big basketball court. You can see there they actually have a schedule where there can be coordinated sport activities. There is a presentation room that also doubles as a movie theater. And so Tara, who was our guide, actually, I mean, she had this amazing volume of DVDs. She's like, so what do you want to watch? And it was all organized. And she, you know, she's like, we can put it in. If any students want it, we put movies on anytime. They do big premiere shows of like TV shows and that kind of stuff there if you're really into that. You can see the library. They do have a library and a student support center. And so we asked about that. So the test to get into is the TABE, which is a basic adult education assessment. And so different programs do have different requirements of what they need you to come in with. And then the dorms. And so the dorms are very clean. They're very modern. They were all redone about 3 years ago, and they're kept very clean.
Yeah. And then students can work in the library, I think, in the gym area, if I'm...
Yeah, there's that concession stand type thing. Yeah, so there's a couple different jobs for students.
Places to work there.
Mm-hmm.
And then
down the
bottom right corner, the second picture on the left of the pool table, they have three pool tables, a TV, we go upstairs, and then there's another TV, and it's speakers, they got... It's actually pretty sweet.
So the other
student life.
That spot that he's describing is in that top left picture. There's that tower of lighted windows. The second two floors are kind of an activity area, lounge area for students.
The first floor is
there's the picture right there.
TV.
Yeah,
you can go and change channels, watch a couple couches, and then you go left, and then it's cafeteria.
Mm-hmm. And so the cafeteria, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day to students.
The culinary program?
Yeah.
I think some of the culinary students help out with it, but it is managed, you know, kind of as a separate unit, too. The other thing that's available for students is that there is skiing equipment, there's hiking equipment, there's backpacking equipment, there's fishing equipment, there's a whole slew of opportunities, and all the students have to do is basically go down to the activities coordinator and just say, hey, we want to go camping this weekend. And they'll say, great, like here's a backpack, here's a tent, here's sleeping pads, here's sleeping bags, what else do you need? And you need, you know, cooking stoves. They have it all there, and it's free of charge for the students. So all they have to do is go down, they check it out, they just return it, and they have bikes, they have everything you could possibly want, and it's all there for the students to utilize. So, and they also have an art room and a crafts room and ceramics. I mean, it really is, I think it really provides a very whole college experience with just tons and tons of resources for kids, for students.
And then, for example, she said that if the students wanted to say, they wanted to go watch state basketball, and then say, do you want to? Like, yeah, and then they would take them to watch.
They'll coordinate trips. If there's a group that wants to go do something, they will find a way to make that happen for them. So they're really accommodating like that. So, it was really, really amazing.
Nice.
So what did our students kind of say after they came back? They said, well, the teachers have like a no-nonsense attitude. They will treat you like an adult. Mm-hmm. And so that was a good experience for the comeback.
And
like, this is adult learning. Yep, you're an adult in this learning environment, right? That really is dedicated to learning now that's going to lead to a career later. Wonderful trip with wonderful people. It was great to check out all the courses available. The gym and student activities were nice. The dorms were good. I like how they do housing. They'll group with people in your classes. One said, I was really impressed with the welding program. The teacher didn't care about your feelings, just about your success. And that guy was pretty no-nonsense, you know?
Him as a chum.
Yep, and so then I found the
chum.
We're used to that, right? I found the DSMO camp program very thorough, large, industrial, as well as marine. So, yeah, overall I thought it was a really great, great experience. After leaving here, I did attend the special education training where I was able to connect with some of the representatives from CERC and DDD and DVR just to talk about how we can continue to support this really robust helping students transition to that post-secondary education site. And so it sounds like there are some supports out there for us to kind of keep this going, because I do think it was such a huge experience, an eye-opening experience for our students that it was a tremendous
students
benefit.
Wouldn't do it and a trip up north, and it was very pretty up there. Cold as
it was very pretty.
And to me, it was a lot like here. Mountains, it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice place.
Are you thinking that you want to do it?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Me and Michael, and then I think Keegan's going next year. Zach wants to go. There's a couple other people. Alex Byer wants to go up there.
Should get a group rate.
Yeah, right. Petersburg group rate.
Seward will never be the same.
We've already got Garrison there. Yeah.
That's right. You got to keep a tradition.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And they do, you know, they are accredited, so they do accept, you know, will accept grants and scholarships and loans and the whole works.
Yeah.
So one of the things they did talk about is that for some of the programs that are in high demand, there is a waiting list. But if you have all your documentation together, you have all your finances sorted, if somebody backs out, they just start on number one, and it might be 17, 20, 23 before someone says, I'm good to go, and then you can start immediately. And so if you're ready to jump on it and you can leave, then they'll have a spot for you. And that often is how that waiting list goes.
And they said that, like, if you're still in school or something like that,
you can get on the waiting list.
That, when the time comes,
mm-hmm.
you're good.
Yeah, so we did have some students ask if they can get on the waiting list now, and they said absolutely, especially for those ones that are a little bit longer. And so what can happen is then you just say, well, I'm still in high school, I'm not ready yet. And they will just kind of hold your spot. And so we can have students that are, you know, graduating in the future that know that that's the path they want to go, and they can start preparing for it now.
And now, one thing they said is that if you're signed up for a program there, like let's say Ethan's up there and doing welding, and before the year's over, if he says, hey, I also want to do diesel mechanics, he signs up for diesel mechanics and he gets a cut rate. So then it's cheaper still.
It was a lot, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So I forget the numbers, but
it's $5,000.
That's a lot. So
half the price.
Like a third.
Yeah.
So I do have, for anybody who's interested, I do have those information packets in the high school resource room, and the contact for the gal that we coordinated that trip with. And like I said, everybody we came in contact with was just really a dedicated instructor wanting the best for the students that were there.
Awesome.
That was a great experience.
Yeah. So thank you for your support.
Yes, thank you.
Our special education federal grant monies for this.
Support.
So we took 14 of us for, I think, less than $6,000. Yeah, which is a huge bang for its buck, I think.
And being able to stay in the dorms and having that experience, I think, really was critical with
that. What it might be.
I learned nothing about it. Their water machine did not work.
I didn't know that.
We have better water machines.
That was one thing.
Oh my gosh.
That's it.
Do you have any questions for us?
I'm glad you guys were able to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring back all that information for kids that either couldn't go or, you know, maybe they're thinking, they're sophomores and thinking about it now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did Brandy, I know she's not here tonight, but
I don't think she went there.
She did.
She
went
did.
To the electrical.
Yeah.
She did program.
So.
She did the electrical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the school board member.
She's not here tonight, but she's the school board member.
Yeah.
And she did it. She was the NAVTEC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Graduate. Yeah. It's awesome.
They even said that they're like, yeah, we're kind of, you know, we're getting more known, but it's kind of surprising how many people will go out of state for when these amazing programs are here.
Yeah.
So the campus, and you go here for a little welding, do some mechanics on it. All the industrial plumbing, heating, they're all off campus and weighs about a mile, mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need a vehicle, they'll transport groups.
Yeah.
You know, they say, we're leaving at 8 o'clock, let's go, you know, and they'll drive you wherever you need to go, so you don't need vehicles there.
That's awesome.
And the food works with your schedule, so.
Nice, that's even better.
I know.
It's important.
It's all about eating.
It is.
I totally agree,
actually.
Happy time, happy
life. Love it.
Thank you.
Well, thank you guys
thank
so
you.
Much.
And
thanks for coming
everything.
Tonight, too. It was
thank
great.
You.
Awesome. Exciting.
Yes, both my boys are going.
I love that.
It's great.
It's
a
lot of passions.
And 10 months is
okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, it's all manageable. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good evening. Okay. We'll move on now to student representative report. Casey, we've got to follow that up now. Dazzle us.
All right. Well, right now, we're getting ready to go to close-up. Those students are leaving on Friday on the afternoon jet. Pennies for Patients are coming up. That's going to be from April 3rd through Friday, April 14th. ASB officer speeches for next year will be on the 25th of April. And a poster for students to sign up will be posted in the high school commons after people return from close-up. I mentioned this last board meeting, but we're thinking of partnering with the Interact Club to do Love Rocks, which is just finding rocks and painting them with messages and leaving them around town for other people to find. And for Heifer International, we heard back that some of our animals went to Nepal. Poetry Out Loud, Elisa Larson placed second in the state, and that's really good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, Claire Beyer and Alice Neidfer are attending this week in Fairbanks.
Oh, brother.
And that's it.
Great. Thank you. Okay, next, correspondence. We did get a letter from Senator Dan Sullivan. I don't know if we need to really read it, but he was just responding. I had sent an email to all three of our representatives regarding the Secure Rural Schools funding that disappeared this year, that wasn't renewed, and so he was just responding that he's still working on it, and he is on the committee for trying. Hold on. I am blank on his letter. Oh, it's probably not that. I don't know if I need to go into it really very far, besides that he just replied to my email. I'm still trying to work on getting the Secure Rural Schools back attached to something so that it can get renewed. But at this point, it's not looking positive. So that's really the only correspondence we had. No other correspondence, probably?
No.
Okay. So comments from audience unrelated to the agenda items? Comments from the audience related to agenda items? Comments from board members? Okay, we'll move on to the consent agenda. I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Irene, can you call the roll?
Yes. Jane Lister?
Yes.
Mara Lutomsky?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Cheryl
Pyle.
Are you
doing?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-0. Administrative reports.
Sorry. I'm it's just okay. Here messing around with this. I'll let you mess around with it then.
Yes. What do you want? Do you want to put something up for you?
We'll read just the agenda.
Oh, I got that.
That's all right. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. So, see, you were kicking me off.
You were kicking me
off. Leave you.
Superintendent report.
Okay. We're having technical difficulties for everybody else out there in the rest of the world. Okay. Oh, I'm so happy that we started the meeting with that AppTech presentation. It makes me so happy. It was awesome. We are gearing up for state testing next week. Ms. Woodstock is here and so excited as our district testing coordinator that we are gearing up and going. Did do some prep work today, right, with a few students to see if the online tools are going to work, and so far so good, thumbs up. So next week, middle and high school students testing, and then the following week, third through fifth grade testing, so we are moving forward, and I'm sure it's just going to go great. And thank you, Ms. Woodstock, for all your work, and Ms. Etcher as well has done a lot of work on that. I attended a strategic planning session with the CERC board a few weeks ago, which was very informative, and I think we'll have some tools that we might be able to use even with our own strategic planning process here in the next year. So looking forward to that. I am going to the legislative fly-in April 8th to the 11th. Go up and find out all the fun happenings that are going on with our state legislators and hopefully moving forward with some budget work and budget decisions. Lots of posturing going back and forth between the House and the Senate right now. So very excited about close-up happening next week. And I get to go on that trip with the kids, so I'm very excited about that too. I've never been on that trip and never been to Washington, D.C., so I'm making some arrangements to talk to legislators back there.
Cool.
We'll see how that goes. What else is doing? Lots of curriculum work going on, lots of meetings scheduled here for the end of the year. It is just busy. Busy, busy, busy. So, but it's exciting. That's all I'm going to say. We have lots more information coming from everybody else, so I won't repeat it all.
Okay. We'll move on then to principals' reports first. Principal Tolan.
Yes, good evening. It's great to be here and tell you some of the things that have been going on at our school and things coming up. Since we last met, we had conferences, and they were well attended, and we thank all of the families that came out and supported us with our conferences. We also had the NAEP testers come and test our fourth graders again. And they were impressed with the students because the students were complaining a bit that there wasn't enough math. And so they were happy to take that information back and say, well, Petersburg kids like math. Ms. Anderson is starting a program where students can read in exchange for book finds. This is something they are doing down at the community library, and so she'll be starting that next week. Yearbooks can be ordered online, and the site link is on the bulletin that I send out each week. State testing is coming up, as Superintendent Footpager mentioned, on April 4th, 5th, and 6th for 3rd through 5th graders. We have the Early Childhood Fair on Saturday, April 8th, and then Exploratory Night for 4th and 5th graders is going to be on Wednesday, April 12th. Kindergarten Open House on Thursday, April 13th. So if anyone knows of a kindergartner who is not in a preschool program, please have the parents of that kindergartner contact the office. And we have quite a group of kindergartners coming in too. It'll be two big classes next year. So we're excited to have so many kids coming in. In service and no school for students is on April 21st. So there's just lots of things going on in March and April. It's like, hang on after spring break, but it's good to be back at school. Kids are excited to have the nice weather and be able to get outside a little more and enjoy it, but things are going well. So are there any questions?
How did the conference night, didn't the elementary do two nights this?
We did, and we did that in November as well, and we're finding that we like that. It's easier for parents to make their appointments, and it makes for long days for teachers, but then if they can take that time off on that Friday, then we decided it worked well for families, and it actually worked well for staff as well. Mm-hmm.
Kindergarten was the 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you
yes.
said? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's
amazing.
Here we go.
So, already.
Right in the spring.
Okay, thanks. Okay, next, Principal Dormer.
Good evening. Good to see you all. To be honest, I'm just stuck with this idea that the public library excuses the fines if you read the books.
It was only during February
for the public library.
That's
kind of
they did that to the DVDs. I don't know, Dharma family keeps those DVDs along. If you kind of watch more DVDs, you think you get the fines for that.
I don't think it works like that.
Come on. We definitely watch our share of DVDs. Lots of state testing going on again. Thank you. Ms. Witsock has been outstanding coordinating as an umbrella. I know Mr. Binks, I think, does quite a bit. I know Ms. Etcher does quite a bit in the secondary buildings. Just the courage of them this year with this brand new test, and the state is late and it is, and they are making gold out of it. They're doing a great job. I think teachers are doing a great job. Stay level, right, Casey? You don't feel anxious about state testing coming up. You don't have to.
He doesn't have to.
It's
even less anxious.
Well, Casey's even less anxious than he was. But they're doing a great job with it. I appreciate that. Again, because there is some unknowns to it.
They did it today on the online tools.
Yeah, the kids did some of the online tools. Right, we did that in high school today. The middle school is going to do a little tomorrow. We did some PBIS lessons in the middle school today, and they're going to high school do it on. So we're trying to hit them from all sides. Julia's smiling, Tatum's not, but we're getting there. It's okay. It's okay. And again, we're telling kids to get lots of rest and do their best, as we expect. We have great kids, so we'll do fine. So thanks for that. Close-up is coming too, which is also exciting, as Superintendent Kluepainter said. That's exciting. I just really thanking the board and the community supports our students so generously. So thank you to them. It is powerful. I went several years ago. It was the first time I've been to Washington, D.C. And again, they work the kids really hard, and the kids have a great time, which is always one of the magic things we try to do in the classroom, right? You want to work them really hard, get the most education, get the most out of them, and still have them really come enjoy their time and socialize and as well as just learn so much about our wonderful country. So it's cool. It's a great trip. Superintendent's going to see it this time. So thank you again for the support from the school board, for the community, Mrs. Ginger Evans, Cindy Fry, again, have put in many, many hours. I know they get to go on the trip, but it also is, it's a lot of work going into it. So appreciate they just keep going there. We're meeting over spring break, everything. So awesome. Love it. To stay on the vein of Cindy Fry and the great things, and Rowan Bratza for the work of the high school play. I hope some of you were able to go see it. It was wonderful. I love that they do that, and the kids involved in it. It's just a great experience. So some kids really shine there that don't, you know, that maybe or you see you don't see them as much. You know, we have kids with some great ball players. We've got some great mathematicians, some poetry, but we have some kids who love to get on stage at school. So appreciate the work they did on that. Again, a lot of long hours, and fun to see the kids up there in a different light. I have recently come back from I got to go to the Region 5 basketball tournament, which is the cheerleaders and the fans. That's my first time going my 8 years here, so thank you again to lots of people who covered my time being gone. But that's a neat experience. Part of the reason I wanted to go is I began working, as we've talked this year, to try to get the Region 5 principals and athletic directors to talk a little bit more with us all living in these secluded communities and islands. And we were able to do that again on Saturday morning. There was kind of a quiet time, so we met for about an hour and a half, which is great. We get Andrew Frisky out of Edgecombe is our state rep, and he brings a lot of information to the principals. It was neat. Bob out of Ketchikan is a new principal, and Ketchikan obviously is such a powerhouse in Region 5 just as their size and being that south kind of magnet of a lot of things happening. It was really neat to get him, and even after we broke up, he was connecting with the Juno principal and with Andrew out of Edgecombe just to kind of make those connections. So thank you again for allowing me to do that. I think it's good work. I kind of sit there and say, talk, you know, and they do that, so it's pretty cool. But appreciate the chance. And again, just meet up the kids, get to watch the pep band, which is fantastic, and some other pep bands, and just like camaraderie amongst our kids. So that's a great trip. You'll be hearing, if you're listening, or you have kids in the schools, you'll be hearing us talking about scheduling and forecasting. Kids are going to forecast. We actually, pretty soon, we kind of changed the plan today. We have a great scheduling committee, which I appreciate. This is the first time we're getting a lot of teachers together to kind of talk about what the high school schedule would look like and connecting that with the middle school schedule and making some changes. So that's going well. Again, I really appreciate just the teamwork of the all that staff getting together and kind of see what that would look like, and then we're going to get some information and see what kids are interested in taking so we can kind of figure out how many sections we need of each class, at least get a rough idea and start working on the schedule. So, again, we have a couple positions that are posted, the same as the elementary school, to kind of put all the pieces together, but we're working on it. So if you hear your kids talking about it, that's what they're doing, and they'll be doing that this week, this Friday. Once the cheerleaders are up at state right now, so we'll wait for them to come back and with that state title, and then we'll talk to them on Friday. I will shift just a minute. That's okay. Jamie Corral is up as the male chaperone for state cheer. Just to let you know again, they are up there. They went up today. They compete tomorrow. They come back Thursday. It's a quick trip. They actually have a shot at state title. So we know they're amazing. We saw them in the school state at Region 5 compete and won the region championship, which is awesome. There's a little bit of a misinformation there in the newspaper, but our cheerleaders won the region title. Our girls basketball did got third. And again, they had a great season. Congratulations, Coach Brock. And then, of course, you heard our boys were Region 5 champs in a really close and excellent, intense game versus Mount Edgecombe there for the region title.
Matt LaCatla.
Did I say Mount Edgecombe? Sorry, I was talking about Frisky earlier. Matt LaCatla, thank you. And it was a fantastic, it was very close back and forth. It was a great game. The gym was just packed because you get the other schools in there. So the Juno JDHS gym was packed. It was a neat experience. Really proud of our boys to pull through. They played well, but they were very calm. They were very collected. I thought they represented us very well. And then, of course, if you watch on TV, they just recently won the state championship, which is amazing, against Metlakatla again. The region game was much closer, and I think probably a better basketball game at the state level. Whatever it is, we'll take the championship and go Vikings. So, pretty cool there. And the baseball track, we're supposed to be going. Our track team was going to go this, but Ketchikan has so much snow that their track is still covered in snow. So we are trying. Obviously, our baseball fields have snow on us. We're trying for the sport to happen. I think the whole state's in this. Ginger was saying Anchorage is the same way. So, so baseball and track are going. The kids are working hard. They're just waiting for some place to, you know, get outside and do it. So the weather will let us do it soon. That is it. Any questions for me? Okay. Can I ask, I had questions about the math hiring committee, talking to the board about that, and then also about the curriculum steering committee. When is the appropriate time for me to do that? I didn't see it on the agenda. They're just questions. Should I do it now while I'm standing here?
Sure.
Is that okay? Sorry about that.
Sure. Yeah, that'll work.
We are a position for the high school math teacher closes this Friday, and so we have some applications, and thanks, Irene, for helping with that. And, of course, the board wanted to have one or two, I think one at least, representative on that. We would like to start interviewing next week. Do we know who is interested in being the board member, and how do we go forward as far as scheduling those interviews?
Elementary.
Elementary
hiring.
Okay.
Committee.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You can. Trey? What?
Oh, if you're doing the evenings, I can go. If you're doing the evenings or in the daytime?
We could work with you. Sorry. Yeah. Are you sure being on there?
Sure.
Me and Tom Thompson and Rick Brock are usually the mm-hmm. math committee. I'm sorry, Cindy Fry wanted to be on there as well. So we can work on it. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So Irene will contact and we'll kind of work on that if that's okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Thank you. Okay, fantastic.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
And then finally, we do also have to have the curriculum steering committee needs to meet between now and hopefully by our next school board meeting. And that's that committee where they do a kind of a thorough presentation. Sarah's looking sideways. Of the curriculum, and they'll send it out to you ahead of time, and that's where we'll have a student rep. We have a nominated student rep to be part of that. We have teachers there, the admins will be there, and then I think there's one or two board members that are on there just to kind of field some of the early questions before we bring it to you in the April 11th board meeting. Does that sound right?
I think that sounds a lot.
We were tentatively looking at March 31st and doing like a Friday, like a 2:30, because I know Fridays are a little better. Is that a good time? For a board member or two, or did you
31st.
Maybe Erica thought maybe just do the whole
well it came up last year, you mm-hmm. know, with the social studies curriculum,
right?
Remember?
It's nice to have almost a work session where mm-hmm. it gets
and
all
that's
explained
what we
ahead
talked
of time.
About so you know the just so there's an opportunity for you guys to have the full picture from all the teachers and mm-hmm. to really get that and ask any questions and you know mm-hmm. whatever during a just a more a better discussion opportunity mm-hmm. and then before you see it that night, you know,
yeah.
at the board meeting so
right.
If you, I don't know what the 31st
this is
looks
science,
like.
But
it's science.
It would be probably after school so that those teachers can attend.
Probably like 2:30.
Okay.
I can do 2:30 on Friday.
It's available. Yeah, I'm available.
Okay.
And this is K-12. I know I'm speaking, but Terry is nodding.
It's okay with Terry. I think if they want as many, we would just make it a work session.
Yeah.
So we
can advertise
information. Yeah.
We'll just advertise it that way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do that. A work session on the 31st at 2:30 for okay. curriculum.
All right. We'll slink away. Thank you so much.
Sounds good.
Great. Okay. Screen number. Okay, Director of Finance or Director of Activities report, Mr. Cabral. As we said earlier, Mr. Dormer said earlier, he's up in Anchorage,
yep.
right?
Yep.
At the state competition for cheerleading as the men's chaperone. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's having a good time. That would be a lot of fun to attend. Director of Finance report, Karen Quislin. She doesn't have any updates or reports, so we'll move on to Director of Maintenance report, Dan Tate. He did provide us a written report. And kind of got us up to speed since they've had some staffing changes. He's been doing double duty on a few things. I don't know whether we... Where do I have it? Thank you. It's down here. I was just going to read it since mm-hmm. it's not real long for people that are listening. During the month of February, we had one extended illness that had us down one custodian. Unfortunately, the subpool available to me was either sick themselves or were not available to assist. While not ideal, I did fill the position as needed, working as your director of maintenance in the morning and then filling in as night custodian. This delayed my ability to expedite the process of the high school kitchen plans and kept me away from the auditorium seating project, the current project he details below. We have increased the custodial subpool slightly in the last month, but it has been historically a hard position to fill. Several projects are currently in the process. The auditorium seat refurbishment at this time of the writing. Most of the seat bases are done or will be done very soon. However, the seat backs are quite time-consuming and only a dozen or so have been done. John Haverlick has offered to write a Rasmussen grant application to see if the funding can be found to pay a local craftsperson to come in and finish the seats. The high school kitchen project is awaiting approval from the State Fire Marshal's office on our building plan. We have confirmation that they have received it. No word as of yet, but the borough has mentioned that a new administration in that office is much slower than the previous one. Maintenance of the athletics have been directed to put out an RFP to potentially acquire a second multifunctional activity bus so that the district could start retiring the bands that it operates. This multifunctional activity bus would be ADA accessible. Spring break projects that they had accomplished was the kiln repair, and they're assuming that the parts were going to arrive in time. So I guess he may have written this before the spring break. So dishwasher repair in the elementary cafeteria, annual bleacher cleaning and prepping for new seating replacements, the parts that will arrive in April, annual auditorium curtain cleaning, deep cleaning of the elementary bathrooms, primary and kindergarten, deep clean rooms and deep clean middle school bathrooms and bathrooms near the gym. They had planned on deep cleaning the high school staff bathrooms and also cleaning entrance carpets to all the schools, all the large trash cans, all the hallway ceramic tiles in the high school on the first floor, and then the high school common area wall and benches. Spring break projects that they did contract out for was the annual fire panel service certification for all schools, which was with Simplex and Grinnell and Nordic Electric. The home economics room had additional supplemental hot water boosters and new garbage disposals in all the kitchen stations, which was done by Maddie Lane Electric. And additional exterior lighting to be added to the district office in the high school shop area to add lighting to the Charles W. sidewalks alongside the district office, which would also be performed by Maddie Lane Electric.
And it's done.
It's all done.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The lights are
so they were busy, as usual.
Same tonight.
So, yeah, I guess it is dark enough now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still light.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice. So, lots going on. Next, we have our committee reports. We've heard a little bit of mine on curriculum and technology. Mr. Dormer kind of updated us that we'll be having our work session on the 31st to go over that. But technology, we're meeting on Thursday at 9 to talk, I think, to finalize the
phone system.
So we'll be meeting on Thursday for that. So crisis and policy.
Well, I think policy is supposed to meet on Friday.
April 7th.
Mm-hmm. I had to spread it.
Yeah.
Okay, so never mind. We're meeting April 7th.
Okay. Wellness facilities?
I'm having a meeting with wellness in a little bit, but the facilities, we're planning on having a meeting in April, our annual meeting in April for that.
Okay.
So.
Great. And legislative.
Okay. So I'll just do a quick overview of what bills are being heard or are in committee currently that have something to do with education. House Bill 135 has to do with school construction grants and how the timing of the school, the district's portion, putting towards construction versus the state's portion being put towards new construction. House Bill 102 is sponsored by our representative, Jonathan Christ Tompkins, which would be for limited teacher certifications, specifically for languages, but it would be an act granting temporary limited teaching certificates in the areas of Alaska Native culture, military science, vocational or technical education, and any subject if the language is not, the language being spoken is not English. So if it were any class that were not being taught in English. That is currently in the Education Committee. Getting a hearing. The Senate Bill 22, which is their budget that they're putting forth, you may have noticed that it had a zero for per student allocation, so they did not put forth any proposed budget on what they plan to do with the BSA. And then they took open testimony on that budget that had a zero BSA, and then they closed testimony, and we're kind of just waiting to see what they might propose. They are, a lot of the legislators that are on the Finance Committee are saying to expect that they will try to shoot for a 5% cut to the BSA, and that would bring it, I don't know exactly our BSA numbers, but that would be about $300 to $400, I think, per student. So that's what they are targeting. And then, of course, the House passed the governor's budget. I think they maybe even increased the education budget. So there's a wide divide between the two budgets that are coming out for education. So that'll have to be decided in conference committee. So we can expect an extended session, or I would expect an extended session. Senate Bill 96 just got introduced today. It's looking to cut costs by creating some things like a virtual education classroom database for online learning. It would talk about busing, which wouldn't really affect us here, but inspections of buses would go down from 2 times a year to 1 time a year. Bus drivers' pay would be adjusted. Senate Bill 96 didn't look like it affected our district too much. House Bill 146 is the reintroduction of a school tax. If you've been in Alaska for a long time, you have probably knew about the school tax that was repealed in 1980. So there used to be a school tax that you just paid out of your paycheck, and it went towards the schools. So it's getting a hearing tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., and it would reintroduce a school tax based upon your income, and it ranges from a tax of $100 for the lowest earning people in the state up to $8,500 for our highest earning people in the state. And attached to that bill is that you would be able to pay that income tax, or that school tax, sorry, out of your PFD. So it's kind of twofold. So that's House Bill 146, and it's getting a hearing tomorrow, and it's just in education right now. The Education Committee. Senate Bill 78 creates a lottery system out of the PFD. So there's a lot of talk about why don't we have a state lottery, and the idea would be that you could buy lottery tickets, that's air quotes around the lottery tickets, in $100 increments out of your PFD. So when you apply for your PFD, you can designate $100 tickets to go towards this lottery. Part of the money would go towards the public education fund, and part of it would go towards the prize earnings. So the top prize earning would be 10% of the lottery fund, and then 25% of it gets put into the public education fund, and another 25% would go back into the PFD. Anyway, it's a complicated lottery, but it would essentially be a way to earn funds that they would designate to the schools with the public education fund. That's Senate Bill 78. That has a hearing on Friday. House Bill 83 would reintroduce defined benefits for our for PERS and TERS employees. It would allow them a choice between defined benefits and defined contributions. That affects our teachers and our certified staff. Classified staff. So there are some satellite cuts that we might want to be concerned with that they kind of affect what we do here at the school. So transportation in the Senate is seeing a $8 million cut to the ferry system. So from what Governor Walker proposed. So that transportation subcommittee proposed that the transportation take an $8 million cut off of his $85 million. So that would take it down to about $79 million going towards the ferry. And the House, of course, increased funding towards the ferry, so then that will, of course, be another thing that they'll have to come together on. And then, of course, there's federal funding that we have to be concerned about. That's E-rate, correct? Mm-hmm. So the loss of E-rate could be concerning for us. The secure rural funds, we know that has not been funded yet. We may hear about school bond debt reimbursements coming back out. That doesn't directly affect us, but it affects our borough and us as borough residents. So, yeah. That's all the bad news I have for today.
Thank you, Laura,
very much for keeping us up to date on all that.
The 5%, if that really were to happen, is roughly $363,000.
Out of our total budget, yeah.
That's just a little bit more than the electrical request that we've made.
A bit more than that. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. And we don't have any negotiations, so that's one of our other standing committees. So now we want to move on to some fun stuff after that. Special recognition. Director of Food Service Carly Johnson has been awarded the Western Region's 2017 Champions of Breakfast Award in the category of Boosting Breakfast Meal Quality. And along those same lines, the Farm to Summer Meal Sites Project Grant, which she submitted for and got $750, was awarded to Petersburg Schools as well. Mm-hmm. And I will attest that my child likes to eat there a lot, at the elementary school a lot, and it has almost everything to do with the program that she runs. She does an excellent job. Mm-hmm. And then we also got a Spirit of Youth campaign recognized Petersburg Interact Club for their efforts in partnering with Salvation Army and Lee's Clothing to organize the winter coat drive that happened just a few months ago. So thank them for all their efforts, and I'm glad to see that the Spirit of Youth also recognized them. And then finally, the ASTE, the Alaska Society for Technology and Education 2017 winners, we also had. And I need to go back and well, someone's got the names handy.
Mm-hmm.
We are. So, fifth place was McKinley Daw for Tell Me a Story.
Mm-hmm.
And these are for movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Teaching in Alaska, Teach Me. First place was Martha Midkiff. And third place was The Spider in the Box by Eric Edwards. And then also, along with the Teaching in Alaska, Teach Me, third place was Some More Mug Cake by T.R.S. Savon. We moved on to fourth place was Stuart's Group's Mug Cake by Stuart Kahn. Took fourth place. And then fifth place was Blondie Mug Cake by Ricky Lewis. Then we moved into the documentary. In first place, we had Kelsey Spurl with Growing Up on an Alaska Mailboat. Okay, great. Wow, it's always exciting. I mean, it's fun when we get one or two kids, but to have that many kids submitting but also winning is impressive.
And the funniest thing was that Mary Midkiff was up there for that.
That's right. She did. It was kind of a last minute
and
thing.
They had the wrong name or something on it when they announced it, or they announced the project but they had the wrong name or something, and so they weren't really paying attention, but then the project came up and she heard
her daughter's voice.
And she was like, wait a minute, that's... Is there another person to make it? No, that's your daughter. Yeah. That was cool.
Okay, next we have upcoming dates and media announcements, and I think we've got a few on our agenda, but also some that I had written down was September 8th is the Early Childhood Fair at the elementary schools, or April 3rd. Did I say September?
Yes.
Oh, my word. April 8th. April 13th, shooting us past the school year, is the kindergarten sign-up, and that there's an all school in service on April 21st. Our next meeting will be on April 11th, so we'll need to set the agenda on April 4th. Who is available on the 4th? Is that a Friday?
It's a Tuesday.
No.
Or the 3rd.
That's Friday. Nope, third that can
fourth.
Work.
Tuesday, what time?
8:30, if that's okay.
What day would you go with?
Oh, we can still do it on the 4th, if that's okay with...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mara, you can do it?
I can.
Okay. I'll put it in my phone now, otherwise it won't happen.
So you want to do Tuesday?
Yeah, if you and Irene are available then.
Tuesday the 4th? I think that's just fine.
Okay.
And that's Sarah and who?
Mara.
Okay.
And it looks like we do have that on the agenda, the 7th, for the policy meeting from 12 to 1 in the district office for anybody that wants to attend. It's an open meeting. And then we have Campus Connections on the 11th at 12:30.
probably do that too.
I always seem to be sick.
Well, today I thought I actually had it. So I showed up anyway. And Mara and Erica looked at me like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I thought I had it. And they said, sure, we're supposed to. Well, good. Worked out. Otherwise, all three of us would have been there. No, I can do it again unless someone else really, really wants to do it. Okay.
It's always a good time.
It is. Okay, the 11th at 12:30.
I could try it again.
You want to try? Okay. Something comes up, I can probably jump in. Then our regular board meeting here at the high school that evening, the 11th of April at 7 p.m. And then we have not only March 31st work session for reviewing curriculum at 2:30, but we also have another scheduled work session for April 28th at 8:30 a.m., which I think we already have our topics set for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we've added other work session.
We have a work session?
March 31st.
Yeah, I got that one.
Okay,
that
so
one
this one.
To me, April 28th.
Yeah, that was the one.
No, it was
one.
The April.
The April 28th one.
In the morning.
In the morning. On a Friday morning. If you can make that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I had it.
Okay. Moving on to old business. We have this is our second reading after public hearing. We're going to be holding on the policy. We will consider voting on it. So I'll recess to public discussion on our board policy 3555. So I've recessed to public comment on the board policy. Does anyone want to talk about it?
We can talk about it too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so emails are, I was on the policy that helped do this and I didn't even think about it till now. But because I got an email for 75 cents. And I think that's a little, I mean, really.
It's odd. From the high school?
Yeah. From
Elk. She never sends anything.
And I don't know if that's just a waste of someone or people's time, and maybe it should be, say, a little bit.
From the office?
Yeah.
It's $20 or something for a week.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Well, then hopefully it's not 75 cents of...
If it's from Carly, it's probably a joke for you. Sorry.
No.
Because she had said she wasn't sending below, like...
Well, because I was just wondering.
$5 or something.
Because
yeah.
They have gotten... If they don't get a meal, they get charged for milk. But then if they're going to... Because I'm not... I haven't gotten onto the thing. I just didn't know...
Yeah.
We never talked about what...
Threshold.
The amount... Yeah, the threshold we were going to send them out at.
Right.
So I was just wondering, do we...
75 cents, I don't think, was one of them. No. Actually, I think in the letter we did say...
See, it was $20 of non-payment. But I can't have $20 of non-payment.
They said there's
there's
any...
any time going on.
One question I asked last time was whether we had to start notifying people. I think they said as soon as you hit negative balance.
A certain, yeah. Oh. As soon as you hit one.
Because I wasn't sure
so
at what point there.
I was reading and I couldn't see it.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Specifically. I know we did talk about that. Well, I think part of it, too, was saying, you know, if we're saying once you hit 20, but if you've already hit the 20, then is that too many charges? I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
so do we need
when
to clarify
it
more?
Well, but I guess it is a question. When do you? So is it like at $5? Is it... $6? Is it $3? Is it...
Well,
but does that have to be specifically addressed in the policy? Like in the wording of
AR?
The policy, or is that just more of how we're...
That can be in the AR, which is a letter. That's the letter part. So, I mean, if we want to say, you know, we would do it after, like, the... I think the issue with the milk is, like, it's one milk. I mean, usually it might be a meal. Like,
well, it could
it's
be.
Two meals.
But I just
like
was
that.
Like, that's a waste of... In my opinion, that's a waste of the secretary's time to send out a thing for 75 cents.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it could be more. I don't know. But... Anyway, I just thought that maybe we should put something. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to like this is our last reading.
No,
on
well,
it.
I'm thinking if
well,
it's,
I don't
it
think
is
it's
more
policy,
of an AR because
the
as
we can
the
do
policy is there,
right.
But as the price of meals go up, you know, 10
yeah.
years from now, 15 years
yeah,
from now.
Yeah, that's why we picked the specific.
I think
the
$5 cap is at $5 you get
yeah.
your.
And
your
so then the AR can
whatever.
Change as that
yeah.
cap
yeah.
goes up each year because, or, you know, so ever so often is the price of meals.
That's all I had.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Any other language in the policy that was...
I think the policy
mm-hmm.
is fine.
Yep.
Okay.
We tried to keep
that. And I'll go ahead and close.
Thank you.
Public testimony, and if we have anything, I'll make a motion to approve Board Policy 3555, Food Service Non-Payment, at its second and final reading.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Do we have any further discussion then? Okay. Motion's been made and seconded to approve the Board Policy 3555, Food Service Non-Payment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Next, thank you for being patient, ladies. We have Northern Nights Theater Report. The students from Northern Nights Theaters will present their annual report to the board. Come on up to the microphone so the listening public can hear you and they'll listen.
And, I have it on here, but I can also share it with you if that's easier.
You can just mirror here.
You, if you just want to Apple TV, it's just called Apple TV Library.
It's so fancy.
On your own
What? Come on, Shelly. It's not an AirPlay. It's a mirror. Going back to this one.
What's that? I need to go back to school. I do.
You can go to
that. It's so small. Okay.
So you go to view full screen.
So we're the Northern Nights Theater Student Board, and here's our report on Northern Nights Theater, where we have a poppin' good time.
So our Northern Nights Theater Student Board consists of Julia Murph as the student president, Tatum Hagerman as the student vice president, Evelyn Hart as the student treasurer, and Laura Rocha as the student secretary. Our adult board, our adult president is Dave Berg, our adult vice president is Bev Zirks, our adult treasurer is Tiffany Perez, and our adult secretary is Juanita Compton.
The Northern Nights Theater is a completely student-run nonprofit organization that has been around for nearly 18 years. Here at NNT, our workforce is made up of students enrolled in the Petersburg School District.
So our new seats project, which we're plowed ahead on, the theater contributed $15,000 to the refurbishing of the seats project, which covered the materials and, as we talked about, they're currently being installed. So all the bottoms are in and the tops are being worked on.
The new motorized screen, recently we, with the help of the school and the Arts Council, purchased and installed a new motorized movie screen. It is operated by the mere touch of a button.
Nice.
Awesome.
Our movie marquee sign up at the grocery store, we are collaborating with the school district to advertise school events and activities. It is easy to use, and we have a new upgrade on it.
So we just use this slide to thank Kenneth K.
Our popcorn proceeds. So for some popular movies, a portion of the popcorn proceeds have been donated to different events and associations, like the Salvation Army Humane Association and the Petersburg Children's Center. So popcorn's also been invited for school events like the Stedman Elementary and Mid-Cop Middle School Fun Days. We have monetary donations and discounts that have been made for varying causes throughout the community. Some of these causes are the Special Ed Department in Molly's name, the Humane Association in Marie's name, and the library summer reading program. We also teamed with the Coast Guard Auxiliary Program to present information to the community.
Our upcoming projects is this summer we are hoping to, or no, we are remodeling our concession room. So thank you all for your support.
Good
presentation.
Oh.
Nice. We wanted to make another one with all of your names on it, but I wanted to
have them. So what are you doing to the what are they going to do to the concession? Well, how's it going to change?
It's pretty exciting. Last meeting, they brought in a board of what we're hoping to install as new flooring. Mm-hmm. And a final something awesomeness. And then also there's some food rule about having tile and paneled ceilings. Mm-hmm. It's not really allowed anymore, so we got to change that as well. And then we're hoping to take the back counter out and move the popcorn machine there so that there's more room, because that area isn't really used at all. And then I think that's what I said. Yeah, something about cabinets.
I want to replace and get new cabinets.
Oh, cool.
Want to store the candy in.
Thank you very much.
Can I make a quick comment?
Yes.
I also want to thank, I didn't see on the slides, but I see Ann Tate is hiding back there, who has been for my many years, has been kind of just steadfast, really kind of grooming the students. They're always so professional. She does a really good job. They also donate a lot of free movie passes that we use to recognize students for PBIS, yeah, both in the high school and middle school. So they're really great. Yeah.
Absolutely. Nice job.
Good job.
Thank you,
girls.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll move on to the amended 4.2, which is non-tenured teacher contract.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2017-18 non-tenured certificated contract for Ashley E. Warmack.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I guess all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes 4-0. Next, 4.2 is resignation. Yeah. 4.3, excuse me, is resignation acceptance. The board recognizes the resignation of Joyce Metza, full-time math teacher, and Rob Schwartz, full-time middle school teacher, effective June 2nd, 2017, as accepted by the superintendent on behalf of the board. Per board policy 4117.2. The board recognizes the resignation of Terry Falter, full-time custodian, effective March 15th, 2017, as accepted by the superintendent on behalf of the board per board policy 4117.2. I would like to point out, we talked about Rob retiring. He's been with the district for 26 years.
It's 26, I think.
Wow, that's a long time, and we certainly appreciate it. I know my older daughter was a big fan of Mr. Schwartz when she went through the middle school, and just all the lives he's touched and who all the kids he's taught, and I'm sure he's going to be missed. And I know Joyce was appreciated here this last year, but life changes, and she has to unfortunately move on from her district. So, okay, next we will then move to 4.4. Yeah, the executive session. And I'll move that we'll to recess to executive session to discuss subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person, provided that the person may request a public hearing, more specifically principal evaluations. Can I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor to recess, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We are now recessed.
Okay.
Do we need 14?